We are back with another episode of Never Trust a Skinny Cook. Mike Cummings, along with my friend Miss Sammy Quiggins. And Miss Sammy, how are you today?
I am good. I tell you, since we had that little recent rain, it got some of the pollen out here, and my grass is growing in my backyard. Well, that's the way it is. I had some spots in there where it's still kind of winter brown, but then out around the edges, you know, it had grown up quite a bit. That really looked a lot neater after they mowed it, I have to say.
Absolutely. Today, we are going to talk about what I think of as kind of picnic food.
Well, you know, I guess what brought it to mind, you know, we've been eating this fish during Lent, and there's something about fish and slaws. Churches have such wonderful slaws, I think, with the fish fries. I like slaw. I make a lot of slaw. I like slaw with beef stew or with pot roast. I just like coleslaw. It goes with a little bit of everything. You know, it's a little cool, refreshing bite in there with anything hot.
Absolutely.
And I've got several different kinds here. You ready to talk slaw?
Which one are we going to start out with?
Let's just start out with the good old-fashioned slaw that I usually make. And it's a small head of cabbage, grated, shredded, however you want to do it. Or you can buy the sack where it's already done. A lot of times I take that sack and run it in the processor and chop it a little more. And it has carrots already in it, but you can scrape you some carrots in it. And I like a little green pepper in it if I have some. And I like a small onion chopped in it. And I'll take 2 tablespoons of sugar and 3 tablespoons of vinegar and 1/2 cup of mayonnaise and salt and pepper to taste. And I just mix that sugar with the vinegar and add it to the mayonnaise and stir it into the vegetables. And there it is, ready to roll.
How long do you like to let yours set before you eat it?
I usually mix it up ahead of time. Anything you fix ahead of time really helps get your meal together.
My grandmother always said that you made your coleslaw at least the night before.
It's good for several days. You know, there's nothing in there that's going to spoil. And I really love in the summer when you've got good old Kentucky sliced tomatoes and coleslaw together. And if you're dieting, you know, you can use artificial sweetener in place of that sugar and use light mayonnaise. I don't like no fat mayonnaise because I don't think it has much taste. But really, the light almonds or light dukes, I don't see much difference in that if you want to cut calories in there or watch the sugar.
Okay.
And then I got a blue cheese coleslaw.
Well, let's hear that one. I like blue cheese.
I like blue cheese too, Mike. I love a blue cheese dressing on any salad. I can't remember what restaurant I used to say. Somewhere in Louisville. It might have been Jack Fry's, and I don't think it's on the menu there, but somewhere I ate a blue cheese coleslaw, and I thought, I like this. You take a 1/2 cup of blue cheese crumble, 1/2 cup of buttermilk, 3 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar, 2 tablespoons of sugar, and 1 head of shredded cabbage. And you just blend that blue cheese, buttermilk, and the vinegar and the sugar all together as dressing. And then you mix it with the cabbage in a bowl and season it with salt and pepper to taste. And the recipe says chill for at least 1 hour. It can be made a day ahead. Just toss before serving. And that don't mean toss it out the door. That means toss it in the bowl.
Right.
Did your mom make slaw all the time?
My grandmother on my dad's side was actually the slaw maker in the family. She used a recipe very similar to yours, and I think most folks' recipes are kind of along that line until you get into like a blue cheese or something like that.
Well, you know, my mom, it seemed like my early slaw recipes with her that I remember, she didn't use mayonnaise in them. She just used vinegar and sugar, kind of like, you know, you fix that cucumber dressing.
Right.
She would make that kind of dressing and put on coleslaw. And when I think back, it's probably because the mayonnaise you had to buy and the other stuff you had.
Right.
She made slaw a lot. We had slaw with dried beans. I don't know, as we've said before, there's certain meals you had certain things with. Slaw was a good thing. That was always with fish. If you had fish, you had slaw. Hers was awfully good, but I, somewhere along the line, got to putting the mayonnaise in it. And if you want to, you can add a tablespoon of cream if you want a little creamier. I have eaten slaw. Miss Tobin used to make slaw, and she would chop up summer tomatoes in the slaw with the mayonnaise dressing. I do like tomatoes in this slaw. I'm ready for Kentucky tomatoes. How about you?
I am.
Then I have another slaw that is sort of, I had never eaten it here. It's an Alabama hot slaw.
Okay.
See, I'm close to where my niece Amy lives in Florence. Well, right down the street, really, from where her house is, there's a barbecue place called Bunyan. And they have what they call hot slaw. And they put it on barbecue sandwiches. And then they do a chili dog and put this slaw on there. And I have a couple of recipes for it. One of them's really easy. And the other one, you heat your dressing ingredients and pour it over the slaw mix and let it, you know, chill after that. I'm going to give you the easy one first.
Okay.
It's a little different than our regular slaw. You know, in the Carolina barbecues, they have mustard slaw they use with their barbecue. And one of these has some mustard in it, too. And I like mustard taste, so I would like it. And I'm going to give you the easy one first.
Okay.
It has mustard in it. It has a cup of yellow mustard. This is Alabama hot slaw is the way this one is titled. And it's a half a cup of yellow mustard, a half a cup of cider vinegar, a half a cup of sugar, a teaspoon salt, a teaspoon cayenne pepper. So I guess that's where the hot comes in this one.
I would say so.
2 cups of finely chopped green cabbage and 2 or 3 peeled carrots finely chopped. And you just combine your mustard, vinegar, sugar, salt, and cayenne pepper in a bowl and blend it well and stir in the cabbage and carrots and refrigerate it until it's chilled. And that on a chili dog or on a pulled pork barbecue sandwich, when I first heard of that, I thought, I don't want slaw on my barbecue sandwich. I have to admit I'm wrong once in a while.
I had never thought of slaw as being an ingredient for a sandwich until I had a slaw burger, and it actually turns out to be something very good on it.
Same sort of thing. Oh, you know, what was that song?
Yeah, the Kentucky Headhunters.
I know. I had a pig roast one time, and when that was popular, and we played and played that during that pig roast.
There you go.
What else is in there? Slaw burger? What's the drink?
Yeah, it's a soft drink called Ski.
Right, and we got for that pig roast, we got some Ski, and we always had slaw, but I really never put it on my barbecue sandwich, so I ate it in Alabama quite a few years ago, and I really like it. And I have another recipe I'll give you just quickly. That is a guy, you know, I get read all these recipes and things, and people know I do, so they send them to me. And they say almost bunion hot slaw recipe. And it's a grated cabbage, grated carrot, grated onion, and a grated green pepper. And you take 1/4 teaspoon of paprika, 1/2 teaspoon of red cayenne pepper, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1/4 cup of sugar, 1 tablespoon of Louisiana hot sauce, or you could use Tabasco or whatever seasoning is there, 2 tablespoons of ketchup, 4 tablespoons of yellow mustard, 1/4 cup of white vinegar, and 1/4 cup of apple cider vinegar. And they just take you, grate up your stuff, your cabbage, carrots, onions, and pepper, and then separately, you add the paprika, cayenne, salt, and sugar and blend, and stir in the hot sauce and ketchup and mustard and the dry ingredients until it's blended, and then you stir in the vinegar a little at a time to avoid clumping. And in a medium-sized saucepan, heat just short of boiling, stirring it occasionally, 3 minutes, remove from heat and let cool. That's your dressing, your vinegar, and your spices. And pour the sauce over the veggies and stir well. It looks like when you make this, it's not enough dressing, but once you stir it all in, it's plenty. And you cover and refrigerate a minimum of 24 hours. There's your grandma there.
Yes.
Allowing time for the flavors to blend and soften and pickle the veggies and kind of generally thickens up. So you can do that if you want to, too. But if you're in a hurry, the other one where you don't cook the stuff, you know, and let it cool. It's a little more complicated, a few more ingredients. But really, most people that cook have got paprika and cayenne pepper and vinegar and sugar. I sure clear these recipes that have all this stuff I don't have.
Okay.
You know, that you've got to run out and buy a whole bunch of stuff to fix.
Well, Miss Sammy, guess what?
Our time's up.
We have made it to the end of another program. Just want to tell folks, if they want a copy of any of these recipes, they can email you at sammyq@bbtel.com or the station at wxbc@bbtel.com, and we'll make sure that Miss Sammy gets your request.
Sounds good.
All right, Miss Sammy, tell them what we always say.
Oh, don't ever trust that skinny cook. Everybody have a good week.